That's the fucked up thing about it. We have so much fucked up shit going on that we just gotta accept it. Like, as being adults, you gotta accept it. If you complain about it, especially as a man, if you complain about it as a man, it's like, nigga, man up, nigga.
Wait, complain about a job? Nigga,
I mean, what? Life stuff in general.
Oh, man, fuck that shit. I'm a still complaining. Like, I don't give a damn. Why are you talking about some, oh, you a man, girl, get over this shit? Nigga, first of all, I'm still doing what the fuck I gotta do, but I'm gonna complain at least God, one, two times all you can about this do, shit.
To be honest.
Like, damn, I'm changing my situation. This shit is still some bullshit. I'm human. I feel some type of way. I'm gonna air out my goddamn grievances.
Absolutely. I agree with that, man.
Motherfuckers.
I second that notion.
Yeah, and stop calling men sassy because they sit here and airing shit out on social media.
Nah,
granted,
that's sassy, bro.
If you doing it too much,
if you airing your own shit out, nah, like that don't involve nobody else, like if it's just you venting about life and shit, I don't think that's sassy.
Nah, put that shit in your close friends, nigga. But like, nah, don't put that shit on your main
page. Call
your
fucking homie or something. Like, bruh, call your female friend. I mean,
hell
yeah,
nah.
Like, I take that back. But I mean, call
like, bro, what?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like,
she gonna be like, nigga, you's a bitch.
I think putting it on Instagram is some bitch behavior too, though.
Bro, so what should a man do?
I mean, so I got a bitch. So if I even if I know she 100% listening, I vent to her, if anything. Or my little brother. Like, I'll talk to my little brother about some shit.
Okay, yeah, true.
But
true.
I would never be on social media venting. I used to do that, though. When I was younger, I used to be posting about my shit, but I got a little older. I'm like, nigga, this shit is fucking cringe as fuck, nigga. Get your ass off social media with this shit.
Yeah, that's I don't like to tell my all of my business, but it's like, if I'm really going through it, I might, you know, post a little cry for help.
You ain't got nobody that you can, like, just call and just be like, nigga, I'm going through it. I just need to talk. I know I'm not necessarily one of those niggas.
Yeah, Marcus was one of those niggas, and he said, fuck you, so it's like.
Well, so, like, wait, did you answer the question? You said Marcus was one of those.
Yeah, he was one of those niggas.
So I'm saying now, though.
Oh, nigga, no, barely. Barely. Like, the only reason why I say that is because I don't like to sit here and, like, badger people with my problems and shit.
Yeah. But do you think that's more of a you thing? Or is it, like, you think, like, it's been through experience where you tried to do that shit and
it's 50-50.
It just wasn't receptive?
Like, it's 50-50, to be completely honest
with
you.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So it just depends on the person. Like, I do have certain people where I can go, like, 6 months without talking to them, and then we just, like, one day I'm really going through it, and I just call them, and they'll be like, all right, what's going on?
Yeah.
And we'll just have, like, a three-hour conversation.
Because, you never know. I have that same thing where, like, I won't want to bother anybody with my problems unless it's really serious. Yeah. And that's what I would start venting. But for the most part, I'm like, man, I don't want to, like, somebody
nigga,
might be having a good day.
You never, like, talk to me about your problems, though.
Well, because I don't have problems that I would vent to you about.
I can respect that.
Like, that's just how our relationship is. We don't have that relationship where we, well, I mean, you do. Yeah, I'm lying. You definitely vent about, like, maybe some bitch that pissed you off or et cetera. Yeah, like, yeah, you will open up and do shit like that. But me, like, I don't know. I just don't have those same problems or whatever the case is to where I'm going to be venting to you when we see each other and shit. Now, it's usually like a death or some shit like that. Somebody got locked up or some shit like that. Like, in my family. That's when I come in, but. I think it's just a difference in personality.
Wait, and plus, it's like, technically, we be having, like, organic conversations, so it's like, if you be going through something, we'll just, like, naturally just talk about
it. Yeah,
it just
pop up in our conversation, too.
Yeah, so you be like, nigga, that's what happened to me.
Like, as you could tell, though, like, through our friendship, I'm more about growth and where we going, not where we at right now, too.
Nah, Fendi fucking
so
facts.
I'd rather be talking to you for hours about what our business plan is going to be moving forward and how we're going to make this business a better thing.
Yeah.
Rather than, oh, man, work was shitty today, bro. Like that's just not
honesty,
conducive to nobody's life,
but,
to be
nah,
honest.
It low-key is because it's like, that's low-key helping both of us, like, with our mental space.
I mean,
so
yeah, you're right.
Like,
mental
health
is important.
Yeah, like, that's basically all that shit is. Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Yeah, I already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the blunt roller, aka aka the grabber choker, aka yo bitch stroller. Fuck is you time out. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast. Welcome back.
You sound like Butters. The motherfucking podcast.
You trying to make some motherfucking money? Welcome back to the podcast, though, the audio episode.
Yes, sir. These are the most comfortable episodes.
Yes. Oh, my God. We don't have to look good for the camera.
Facts.
I can be on my phone and just look up certain stuff that we need to look up on a whim. You know,
facts.
Like, it's just much better this way. I love these episodes.
Facts.
I'm you know what? I'm kind of mad that we had to actually.
Nah, progress. It was your fault, nigga.
Oh, fuck you.
ain't no fuck me, nigga. You the one who said nah. So moving forward, we're going in the video platform. I'm like,
well, because no, like even if it wasn't for the video platform, that was my phone, by the way. Oh, okay. If it wasn't for our video platform, I feel like we wouldn't have had nearly as much growth as we have now, or be nearly where we at.
Nah, you motherfucking right, and I ain't taking that away at all. But I'm just still saying it was his fault.
Yeah, I think it's both our fault though. Like, I don't think it's just me, because honestly,
it's not. But I'm gonna just be an asshole.
Yeah, niggas like to place the blame on somebody
else. Hell yeah, nigga, this America. The fuck is you talking about?
First things first, though. Before we get into all that, here's a message from our sponsors. Yeah, that curriculum gonna change, bro. They gonna be learning calculus.
Nah, you dead ass right.
They gonna be learning calculus in fifth grade, nigga.
You fucking right. Oh, but one of the first things we do have on the news, it was the Shannon Sharp thing when he actually called out Jay Morant, right?
John Morant.
Yeah. John Morant.
Okay, so hold on, let me just go to the post, because I can do that now.
He's like, son, you're not a straight nigga. You're not a gangster. You're a ball player.
So when I seen this, though, because I see a lot of people like this, not even just in you know, ball and sports and all like that. Pause.
Niggas who graduate high school and don't
stay in the burbs, like
nah, for real. Stamp that. Hold on.
I want to go to the post so I can make sure I guess report on it. I'm not a reporter, by the way.
Mainly niggas who are living in the burbs that have no reason to be on the south side.
And for some reason, he wants to surround himself with these type of people. Why, bro? You not hard. That's not your life. People that in that life would give anything to be in your life.
Great point.
For some reason, you're worth 30. You got a $200 million contract.
Okay, that's about enough, though. First of all, I like how they, at the end of the day, they're both still professionals, so that after that whole spew, maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They both back on air doing their morning show and shit like that.
Nah, that's grown man shit. They get paid. Yeah, they get paid to be around each other.
Yeah, so they got past that shit. I'm happy to see that. First of all, that wasn't the first time we ever did some shit like that.
Either. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, that looked like some old beef.
Yeah, real talk. But man, there's nothing wrong. And what really put the nail in the coffin for me is when Shannon Sharp said, "There's a bunch of people that would kill to be in your position while you try to convince everybody that you like them," type shit.
Facts.
It's like, nigga, you too rich, too talented.
Facts.
To want to act as if you have to be this type of person.
But, hey, now, I'm going to just sit here and say as well, you don't know this man was sitting here knocking niggas out in the bathroom and shit, too. All right, just because there was some fire-ass ballers that was some gang members and shit.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm going to just say this, like, granted, you can take the boy out the hood, but sometimes it's going to be really hard to take the hood out of the boy, all right?
Now, I think granted, it's all about your surroundings, bro.
You're right, and I do agree with Shannon Sharp that, one, it does come to a point where you need to actually look at yourself and look at the circumstances, or at least the situation that you're in, and understand that, okay, I do need to grow. All right, there's a point where I do need to leave this shit alone and actually grow the fuck up and take this shit more serious. Yeah. And not see and clean up my image. But at the same time, it's like, how old is this man?
John Morant?
Yeah.
Let me just look it up on my phone. I think he is 20s, though. I know he's relatively new.
Yeah, so it's like he's still a young nigga, which, granted, again, I'm not disagreeing with Shannon Sharp at all, but I'm just saying, like, have a little bit of grace with him, all right? Or at least, but like, that's just...
That's the thing, though, because America... He's 23. America don't care, nigga. You're grown.
He's still a baby.
But you're grown. America don't give a fuck. You're grown.
He's still young,
you can still, but you can still make a decision that could alter the way your life turns out, though.
Nah, you're right.
You could still make that decision.
Nah, you're definitely right.
And America do not give a fuck. Shit, even if you were 17, America don't give a fuck.
Nah, you're right on that shit.
So, like, if we need niggas, like, first of all, we don't have, to me, or at least in my perspective, we don't have shit like this in hip-hop where we have older heads like, yo, chill the fuck out. You already made it past this. I mean, yeah, you're right. But we need niggas.
Nori, we have a lot of the older generation that's in hip hop. I mean,
let's not say a lot.
No, we do, because look at all right, realistically. But first of all, I want you to go ahead and get your point out, and then I'll speed up.
I was going to say that we need niggas like Shannon Sharp and like Gilly, like Wallow, like yeah. Nori, like yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, okay, yeah, let's throw it in there. Yeah. But we need people like that to tell the younger generation, like, no, you don't need to be this way. And this actually goes back.
Look at Young Boy. Stop the violence.
Yeah, but he's a hypocrite. And yeah, honestly, no.
He's like, mama, I got a family, and mama, I got bitches too.
I got a question after I bring this up, but shout out to David, because
oh yeah, shout out to that
he
boy.
Made a video not too long ago where he was saying, like, you don't have to be a product of your environment. You don't have to be what black people traditionally make it doing, like music, like ball player, like fucking selling drugs or something.
We
like
need
that.
To have him on the podcast again.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we absolutely do.
Bro, that's the whole ashtray right here, dude.
But is it sort of like, because we have the older heads, right?
Yeah.
And rappers, especially coming from the 90s and shit like that, they obviously did their share of dirt, like, back in the day. But we know that they did their fair share of dirt. So do you think it's, like, harder for people to take their advice? Because they, just like when fucking Future said, get off the drugs, nobody's going to be taking that serious. Because, like, you always glorifying drugs.
Yeah, he was like, I really don't be popping like 52 perks in the middle of the night while I be eating my cheesecake.
I mean, of course not. Because who doing as much drugs as that? Like,
yeah, because
still being alive.
Like, even the No Jumper cast, they even reacted that because Lush was a person that he definitely indulged in, you know. You could tell. The adult activities and shit like that. No. But he was even saying, bro, there's no way that you're going to be able to be that functioning of an adult and being that doped up on. Like, nah, there's no way. There's no fucking way. Especially having that much money and not crash, at least by now. Nah, yeah. Ain't no way.
Somebody, some female he fuck with would most likely have a video of him, like, being drugged out or something. Somebody, we would have seen him. God. Every time we see him in public, he never looked like he drugged out.
I think it was after Tony Montana, he really cleaned up.
He was like, bro, I couldn't even remember what the fuck I was saying. He was like,
that shit was hard, though. Like, he thought it was good, though.
I couldn't even remember that shit. He was like, you know what? I probably just sober up.
I did not think Tony Montana was hard about it.
Yeah, at all. The only thing that was hard about that was the chorus. That's it.
It's Tony Montana.
But he was like, like, what, nigga? What are you talking about? But now, like, to get back on topic, though, like, John Morant and anybody that's in a position that you are that made it out the hood, and at a place where they can put their family on, buy their family houses, etc., you have to remember, one, stuff like this don't come that often in a black household. It does not.
Nah, you.
It really does not. You are the golden child, my brother. I hate to say it like that,
but it's some real shit.
We don't have this historical backbone of financial stability and all this shit. We don't. We're not white. We were born black. All right. So the reality of it is, you are the golden child of this family, and how dare you?
You need to look up to Shaq, or at least look up.
Oh yeah, Shaq.
Do your research on Shaq. I like and truly understand the position that you're in.
So first of all, shout out to Shaq though. Yes. Shaq owns so much.
Shaquille motherfucking O'Neal. He's been doing big. Put some respect on that giant man's name.
So I mean, you gotta watch who you hang around, where you take your homies back from the hood and shit. Like you can't bring everybody up, and that's just a true statement, right?
Yeah, because ego can get you killed, and ego will get you killed. All right, so nigga, a lot of street niggas have too much ego.
And also, guess what? If your homies did some shit, at a basketball game or something, your homies did some shit in a crowd. Guess who they gonna blame? They gonna blame John Morant, nigga.
Just because you're the most notable face.
Exactly. They're gonna blame John Morant, nigga. You gotta watch who you're gonna be around, man. You gotta do a little growing up, too. You like 1 year younger than me. It's hard to say because you are doing much better than me in life. But, yo. But
still.
You do now can determine whether you're gonna be a fucking MVP or you're gonna be somebody that people forget in the next few years.
Like, just because you have the skills right now doesn't mean you're gonna have those same skills and the same mindset in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You need to actually grow. And this is just saying, like, as a man who's 27, shit doesn't start. Even Tyler, the Creator, came out and said this shit in an interview. Shit doesn't start clicking for real until you hit 25, 26. That's when everything starts clicking for real. And we're like, oh, okay, it's starting to make more sense. Life is really starting to make more sense. And you're starting to understand why the old heads were really on you or why they were telling you certain things. Because it's like, oh, shit, it's all starting to come to pass. Oh,
I think it depends on a person. But I think that age may be even a little later if you got new money when you were a young man.
Facts, because money is a crutch, all right? It can cripple you a lot, and to where, just like, let's say a man gets locked up when he's 17 and he did like a 10-year bid and he gets out at 27. He's still going to have the same mindset of that 17-year-old when he went in. He's going to grow up a little bit, yeah, but I mean, he's still going to still have that same type of mentality.
I don't know.
Hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. It is what it is.
I mean, I feel like it's just the way you see the situation. I just don't think it was a good way of explaining how money would cripple you if you've been locked up for 10 years.
But it's two, like, you don't have a reason to grow. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you don't have a reason to grow.
I mean, like, you never know, though. What would be like, the point? I mean, like with me, it always depends on a person.
Nah,
like,
you're right.
If you go in there with the mindset, like, I'm a actually use it, like fucking Wallow, like he had the mindset of going in there and I'm gonna use this fucking time. I'm not finna just be. Yep.
And Ali grew. Sadiq as well. Yeah, yep, got to shout out to that man as well.
Oh, 1 second. But he grew in there. But I mean, that may not be the same case for somebody else though. So it would just depend on the person.
Nah, you're right. It's all subjective at the end of the day. So, but realistically speaking, just to wrap that up, Ja Morant, come on, nigga.
Chamon Lee?
I'll throw some at you. But, but again, I do full-fledged, wholeheartedly agree with Uncle Shay Shay, even though I still think that name is fucking cringe as fuck. But, I do agree with Shannon Sharp. You do need to, no pun intended, sharpen up. Yeah. But you definitely need to, you know, do a little more growing, do a little more, I would say, career development, or at least reconstruct your circle. Definitely.
Just realize, man, you have a lot of power now.
Yeah, also have influence as well.
When I say you are the golden child, that's yo, this is
that ain't a stretch.
Yeah, this statement's been around in the black community for a long time.
Fendi facts.
We don't know who it's gonna be, but it's gonna be that one child that's just like the one. That
we're the golden children in our family, all right? Because we making something happen. It ain't right now, but
yeah. But you just got. I just concur. I think I already wrapped up a few minutes ago. But next topic though. So I want you to I want you to listen to this first. All right.
Oh God.
Bisexual.
Hold on.
Reverse bisexual. I'm genuinely like, I think I'm actually bisexual. I do like men. I just don't like them like that. Like, I don't want you in my vagina.
Okay, I got you.
I want to be inside of you.
Nick, what? Wait, first of all, I feel like I sent you that.
Wait, did you send me that? I didn't see it because you sent it to me. But if you sent it to me, I'd be actually crazy.
Wait, but I saw that shit.
I'm actually a reverse bisexual. What the fuck? Like, okay.
Bitches is making up anything like, at what? This point. I'm sorry. Ain't no fucking way. I identify as a rock. All right. Fuck is you talking about? Bro, what the fuck do you mean? So basically, she want to peg a nigga?
Yeah. I'm like, so what is the attraction to men then? Like, if you want to just fuck them? I don't really understand
that. That's some sadist ass shit. Like, bro, you want to sodomize a motherfucker? Like, are you serious?
Nah, but we had to talk about that, though. That was just a funny moment. That was just
terrible. Yo, you know what? Quick BMF moment. Yo, nigga. You've been watching.
So you watch every episode?
Nah, I'm on, like, what? Episode 3.
Ain't it like 5 or 6 now?
Yeah, it's like 5 now.
Yeah, okay.
And I think one drops tonight too. So it's gonna be.
Wait, what's tonight? Thursday?
Yes, sir. Let's get it. So, Meech dad is such a bitch.
Oh my god!
I hate that nigga with a passion.
What's the nigga named Charles or something?
Yeah, Charles. You a was such a fucking. Bitch ass nigga, bro. He's not a good
nigga all around.
Bro. Oh my.
No, hold on. You're broke, first of all. You're broke. You're a cheater.
You want to fuck, but you can't.
All right, nigga. We doing a podcast.
Hold on. Wait, you say he fucked the neighbor?
Oh, you ain't get to that part yet.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
So,
sick, nigga.
You're broke. You're a cheater. You got you too much pride.
You looking at little pornos and hiding them in your guitar case.
Then you want to check fucking Snoop Dogg.
With that yes.
Checking Snoop Dogg like he ain't rightfully so from coming and addressing you.
Oh, God damn.
Nigga, pride is off the charts, my nigga, but you broke. Like, come on, nigga.
You taking over your son's business with his money, not including him and actually, like, his
ideas and shit. And yeah. Shit. Just because, like, no, we ain't doing that. Like, nigga, why, though? This gonna make us more money.
If it wasn't for him getting shot in the eye, y'all wouldn't even have this money.
Yeah, broke-ass nigga.
Oh, ye ass nigga. You want to take her to fucking, some chop house or some shit?
Bro, nah, this nigga's, like, niggas always say, bro, you can't be broke and prideful. And, like, that's the epitome of that.
That's some real shit.
And then you cheating. Like, how you gonna be broke, prideful, and cheating?
Like, and you over here, man, you don't get the fuck out of here. Now I see why your bitch don't even want to fuck with you like that, boy. Fuck you mean?
That's crazy because she had. Well, oh, you ain't get to that part yet. I guess that's.
Nah. We gonna wait on that. Also, one. I can't even lie to you.
You still talking about BMF? Or,
yes, okay. Yes. Look, first one. We have to definitely give 50 his flowers. All right.
Yeah.
Man, you as a director are the black Steven Spielberg.
Please
okay
retire from,
you
music though really.
Yeah, please we don't need you in music anymore. Like, yeah, we appreciate it. Like, yeah, yo, definitely would have been better, but it's all right. Yeah. But yo, you as a director and actor, just yo, you definitely have made your imprint, your fucking imprint. Like, yo, just the fact that your storytelling, your direct, the way that you're actually like formulating and rolling out everything, I love it. All right, just know you definitely inspiring a young nigga to keep going hard. All right, so just as a black man in this generation, we appreciate you.
Yeah, real talk. I concur. I definitely concur with that. Every show I've seen, executive produced by 50 Cent has been good as fuck so far.
Oh God,
Force, Ghost.
This man's gonna be the next Tyler Perry.
The original Power, BMF, all of it's just been
just
really good.
Just minus the cross dressing.
Yeah, see, yeah, I don't think 50 Cent, like, I don't know. I don't think the New York in him will allow him to.
He don't rock that way. Nah.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend 20 bands to get your block shot up before I sit here and spend 20 bands.
Nah,
on
I'd rather spend
suit.
20 bands to buy up a Ja Rule concert.
Just so nobody shows up. Oh, it looks online like, oh, it's sold out. Little does he know.
He's literally nothing but 50 Cent.
He's just sitting there with a box of popcorn, just like, dance, monkey.
Well, you seen that shit I posted at Theo Von, like, when Drewski was like, he's like, yo, when Michael Jackson died, I was like 10. And then Theo Von was like, yeah, that'd been a perfect time to meet him.
Yeah. I'm yo, like, yo, that was too dumb.
I ain't gonna lie, that was such a funny dark joke, bro.
Yeah, that would have been a perfect guy. Like, yo, what the fuck, dude?
Like, nigga's ruthless, bro. I ain't gonna lie, Theo Von is fucking hilarious.
Yes, bro, that nigga is shit. That nigga is like the country Bill Burr. All right.
Oh, okay. So next topic, I have to talk about this now. We did our fair share. In the past, since we started this, really, I think we've been giving QC they flowers since we started this, especially during the Grammys time.
Oh yeah, motherfucking
2021
facts.
With John Batiste, whatever fuck, whoever the fuck that is, won best
fat
album
ass
of the
nose.
Year. Yeah, but I feel like we've been giving QC they flowers every time they have accomplished something big. We say shout out to QC or P. You know, you get it.
Yeah, Coach K.
But QC. Yeah, hold up, my bad.
I need that. Alright.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, nah.
But apparently, we've just got, well, the media just got a note to QC selling for $300 million to Hybe America, a company led by executive and talent manager Scooter Braun.
Nigga, what the fuck? I feel like they're doing that definitely for a chess move.
Okay,
I feel like that's
explain
a chess
that to
move.
Me. Explain that to me.
Okay, so I was listening to the radio earlier, and in all honesty, businesses are, shout out to Charlamagne the God, businesses are built to be sold. Okay, like, let's say, like, domains and shit like that, they're built to be sold. Which, in certain instances, it depends on the company or depends on the supply and demand for that company. And they're just, or, yeah, the supply and demand for that company, and also that includes into the value and the equity of that company. So, I could see them, like, saying, okay, let's sell off and we can actually start over. Because we see that their first run, it did go well, but I feel like we could do it better. Well, and if they have an actual partner, like, let's say they get partnered up with the machine, but they still have ownership, just like Jay-Z. Honestly, I would look at that more so as a power play.
Well, I will say there is no, we don't see the terms of the the sale. Yeah. We don't see the terms, so I don't know if there's still some, they have some ownership in it, and it's just like they're selling off partial.
I'm pretty sure. What you said, 200 million?
300 million.
300 million? Yeah. Yeah, of course they're still getting some residual out of that. They said, bruh, ain't no way. Because, one, if they're buying it for 300 million, it's definitely worth at least 700. It's definitely worth it.
I would say probably, arguably more.
Yes.
And that's why I don't agree with this. But then again, like, you did mention, I did mention that we don't see the terms either. So I can't say for sure what exactly is going on with this little amount of information.
So you don't know if it's a true L or not, but on the surface level, it seems like an L.
Yeah. Because, first of all, I know QC is worth more than $300 million.
Facts. Especially having Lil Baby on the roster.
Yeah, I already know that QC is much more.
Bro, just Lil Baby, Cardi B, and Migos together is just like old school Lil Wayne, Nicki, and fucking Drake.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What?
So with Come on, when I seen it, I'm like, 300 million? If you're going to sell, like, I mean, goddamn.
Yeah, if you're going to, like, sell your ass, you might as well sell it for a high price, all right? Like, don't just, like, come on. But you never know. What if there was, like, in negotiations within the last 6 months to a year?
It most likely was.
Like, so.
It most likely
was. Yeah, they probably tried to lowball them. Probably was like, let's just give you, like, 98 million, and we'll just keep it pushing.
I mean, I just feel like, our people specifically, like, we don't have much. We really don't. Like, and even QC is not necessarily,
you know what, let me ask you,
owned by them solely.
Let me ask, do you think with the 300 million that they did receive from selling off, do you think they'll send anything to, like, Takeoff's family?
I would hope so. I can only speculate, though.
Yeah, sure.
I would hope so.
Yeah, because that would definitely show some integrity.
Yeah, and who knows? Like some of these rappers, like, they be, you know, paying their family bills and shit like that.
So. Yeah, like, people do a lot of shit, like, in the backgrounds. They don't ask for the recognition. Yeah. They just know that it was done. That's all that matters.
So I feel like it'd be some G shit to uphold that, like, paying for people rent and stuff like that, if that's what Takeoff is doing.
Facts. I still don't Takeoff.
I mean,
yeah. But I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But
that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. Takeoff. Yeah. If Takeoff was having people bills taken care of, if they was to uphold that after he passed, that'd be a G move. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's gangsta as fuck. That's gangsta as fuck. Yes. But look.
As far as this though, this looks like an L to me. I feel like, first of all, without them, QC is not even QC, to be honest. So I don't
maybe they're just C.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they really just kind of finessed them because they know that QC is us. Like, it's not just this QC label thing. It's us.
Bong, nigga.
And without that, you're just paying for QC.
Bong, please.
You're just paying for the name QC.
Wait, look, black people run the culture, all right? Especially when it comes
down
to.
We do, but we don't own none of it. That's the problem, though. Like, we run the culture worldwide, nigga.
Facts.
We run the culture worldwide. I mean, not necessarily. Maybe I'm saying that the wrong way.
No. Globally, we do. Because think about
it. Hip-hop is on top globally. Yes. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
If Japan is ripping us off.
Yeah.
With hip-hop. Like, with K-pop and shit. Oh, God. Like, come on, bro. That's the one thing. That's the only thing that they can take from America.
Norwegian niggas is out here rapping like us.
Nigga. Yes, bro. Bro, you have UK drill rappers, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. New York kind of stole their style, to be honest, with the beats and shit. They've been doing that. Yeah, oh god, New York stole that shit. Like oh god, New York is like, wah, 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 wah. Like, they stole that shit.
I'm hitting the car. Fuck fuck you mean? Look, either way it goes, I do completely concur with your statement that, yes, we run the culture, and like you said, globally, internationally,
yeah,
but we don't own it. Besides, there's a few black faces that we can say actually own, like, have ownership within the culture, like Nori, because he's on P. Diddy. Shit, yeah, P. Diddy. Fuck the bullshit. P. Diddy. Fucking Jay-Z. Fucking Gillian Wallow, because they actually signed $100 million deal with $4 million worth of game. Like, they're contracted.
That's for
in.
Barstool, though. That's not necessarily.
Well, they still like that's still good anything. For the culture, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I mean, it is.
It's
it is
a partnership. It's a partnership is a way of owning. So, or at least it's on its way into owning, because it's like, if you have a partnership, that basically is like, okay, that helps out with it, helps you branch out, for lack of better words.
No, I mean, not in like a podcast sense. It's more of an exclusivity thing.
Okay, just like I can understand. And
academics, like, they can't be
with Spotify. Else, yeah.
Spotify.
Okay, yeah, I can understand. Oh shit, Jay Prince, Master P.
Oh yeah.
Like shit, Sauce Walker. Honestly, he's completely shit. He's independent. He's real deal independent.
So, okay, so what does he own? Tech Nine. His own music.
Yes, he owns all of his music, every master, all of that shit. And man. Yeah, I know all of his music is not hitters, it's not slappers, but he does have some boppers, all right? Not a lot. Hey. In your opinion, but in my opinion, yeah.
I mean, like, it's neither here nor there, because when I think of owning, I don't think of owning your own masters. I think that should be a given. It's your art. Like, I feel like that should, it should be no debate of whether or not somebody should own the rights to their own music. Like, it's your music, you
Tech
created
Nine
this
shit. Hmm? I said Tech Nine as well.
I mean, it's a lot of them, but... First of all, the bad thing about that, though, because we about to venture off into, like, the hip-hop industry, basically, now. But the fucked-up thing is, someone like Russ, because this is the prime example, he owns all his shit. Does his own, like, engineering, all that
Why
shit.
Why women give the best head?
He said that?
Yes.
Yeah. I can imagine he said that, too.
I'm just like, nigga, are you serious? I went back and listened to that song today. I was just like...
But Russ, he drops a lot of fucking music. Yeah. I know recently he had his mental health thing. He had to cancel a tour or something. But you never hear about Russ dropping. Even if you like Russ's music, like, you would have to actually follow him. Yeah.
He doesn't pay for promotion.
Yeah. And, like, that's the thing about being a solo artist, too. Cause,
and also, it does depend on, like, the feature as well. Because if you, like, let's say if he did one, the shit with SZA, with Sia and shit. Best on Earth, that shit actually went on the charts.
I mean, yeah, because
yeah, like, it was a good feature.
Yeah, I mean, Sia up though.
Nah, you wrong.
Like, she more up than Lil Baby, maybe.
I wouldn't say all that. I mean, I know Bad Bunny is, but
oh yeah, most definitely. That. That's the, like, that's by far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
Yeah,
all
Lil
that.
Baby's still selling like 200K. Like, he doing pretty good, obviously. Shout out to Lil Baby, man. I ain't gonna lie. When I heard my dog,
he was
at
on
first,
Saturday Night Live, bro.
He be looking awkward on
because he's not used to being around these white people.
You see that video when we not on camera, so you can't.
like, what the fuck? Hi, mom. Look, if y'all seen that clip, then y'all know what he did with the whole, like, peace sign and shit like that.
Just, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out to that man, bro.
Yeah, fine.
They don't let the hood niggas through the door.
Facts. Oh shit! Didn't you see, like?
But yeah, that's what I was saying though. Without a machine behind you, though, like, it becomes much harder to grow as an artist. Like, with a machine behind you, you can blow up worldwide overnight or over a week.
Facts.
When you fucking solo, you gotta have that viral TikTok moment, maybe.
You have to have a cult following, like X.
But I mean, even so, that either takes years of cultivation of fans, or just a completely different sound.
Oh shit, Soulja Boy is independent.
So, yeah, I mean,
I know.
Does he own his own music though?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know.
I hope
so. I know he was a producer at one point.
Yeah. So,
he was definitely like making that back end money.
Oh, because he said he was selling ringtones and shit like that. I'm like,
I forgot I had a whole nother front row. Shit, nigga.
And just Soulja Boy was smart though. I'm pretty sure Soulja Boy gonna be rich for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he played
literally off of Crank That.
Yeah.
Just
he played
off
that
of
shit
crank
smart.
That,
like,
bro.
Honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So shout out to Soulja Boy too, man.
Yeah, and it's a shame that we have a lot of like, okay, just like fucking what? And again, I know you say we was like venturing off into like the hip hop space, but look at Lil Wayne, $100 million for like his masters. Which, yeah, granted, that's not bad deal, but what? It's still
for Lil Wayne's entire discography.
Wait, master? okay, yeah.
Is it? Hold on, I gotta look this up because if it's his entire discography, they scam that nigga. Like, what the fuck, nigga? What?
But
we were just comparing
$100 million. That's generational wealth, though. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
But who knows? Like, he could have
definitely. You right? Nobody's bumping Miss Officer like that.
Yeah, that did not age well. Honestly, that was not timeless.
But the hook was, though.
To be honest, I never liked the song in the first place.
And when I'm in that thing, I make that pussy sing. I make it say.
He sold his masters to the Universal Music Group for $100 million, while many artists are fighting for the rights to their masters. Lil Wayne, first of all, it's crazy that the source decided to do this. Say it this way.
They hammered it up.
Yeah, while many artists are fighting to the rights to their masters, Lil Wayne reportedly sold his for a whopping $100 million. Like, they petty for that. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh Jesus. But hey, man, it worked.
And he sold his entire masters. That's crazy.
Shit, dude.
And you know the conversation is gonna be like, this nigga going broke though. Like,
he shouldn't have did that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, these white people know that having the masters is like way more beneficial in the long run.
Yeah, and these fucking, it's like, niggas, 20 years later, they can make a movie about you. Yeah. All right, and guess what? You can get no money from it.
Oh my god, this is pissing me. It's always your fucking people. Just like with McDonald's.
That's why I said Sauce Walker, bruh. Like, bruh, he said, fuck this shit. I'm keeping all my masters. Alright, we not doing none of that shit.
He's just not that great.
Look, we not gonna mention that.
Like, man, let's be real though. Let's be real. Like, could he ever be an international star?
Maybe.
No. He cannot. Like, he cannot, bro.
Look, I'm gonna say this. He has the charisma and the energy to be an international star, but off of just music alone, no. I'm just being like completely transparent. No.
Yeah. I mean, how old is Sauce Walker?
I think he's like what, in his 30s.
Yeah, I can.
Or he just hit 30.
32.
Oh yeah, so nigga, in his early 30s.
Yeah, he still got a good minute.
I mean,
so is he like 36, bro? That's when it's like, all right. Yeah, if he's not international by then, my nigga.
Yeah, but everybody knows who Sauce Walker is. Like, if you don't listen to his music, you at least know of him. All right.
Yeah, here, especially down south.
Yeah, most definitely, most motherfucking definitely. All right.
But yeah, that's my thing, bro. Like, I hate that it's my brothers, bro. Like, just like with QC, just like with Lil Wayne, just like with McDonald's. McDonald's could have been owned by a black fucking family. Now, who knows what McDonald's would be like today?
True.
But
shout out also honorable mention. Shout out to Offset and Cardi B. They're actually having a Valentine's Day meal from McDonald's. You know, shout out to them. You know, they're gonna do it better than Saweetie's meal.
McDonald's is terrible food.
I'm still not eating it. Yeah. I'll eat the chicken nuggies every now and again, but you know, not for the most part.
I hate that. It's just to wrap up what I'm saying, because you're not reciprocating this hip hop industry talk.
Right? Nah, not really, because it's like, bro, I'm really off of it. Like, it's the same thing at the end of the day.
It is. But
y'all
need
to learn.
I mean, nigga, Lil Wayne is not even learning. Goddamn, why does the white man see more value in y'all fucking shit than y'all? Why does a white man come up to black niggas that already got different locations? And McDonald's I'm talking about. Already have different locations franchised.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I just buy y'all shit. I just buy the rights to y'all name. And then, oh shit, it's enough money. I'm just going to take it. Like, what the fuck? Lil Wayne, bruh.
The whole Carters as a collective, nigga. Nigga, bruh, dedication? Yo. Oh my god, bro. If you know, you know, you just had to be there, alright? You really had to be there.
Wait, 2018, is this?
That was the last Carter, nigga. That was the Carter 5, the one that was alright.
Was this the one with X on it?
Yeah, with Don't Cry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
that shit was ass.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I don't want to say all the Carters, nigga. Because yeah, I already remember Carter 5.
But every Carter had a classic song on it. Oh, yeah, it did. It so did. We're not even going to sit here and do Wayne like that. Wayne is definitely the fucking GOAT. Like, if without him, there would be no culture, all right? Well, granted, there would still be a culture.
There wouldn't
but
be no Young Thug.
Bro, he. Probably not no Lil Baby. Bro, this nigga made the culture down south, all right?
And probably, that nigga probably wouldn't be here.
Facts. Like, shit. Facts.
Nigga, what?
No cap. If you ask majority of these rappers nowadays, they'll tell you. Like, facts. They'll tell you Lil Wayne was always going to be in their top three or top five.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, like, kind of. I don't want to say birth, but honestly, the sound, like, bruh, it's a lot of niggas. If Lil Wayne weren't around, if they was still around, they would be making completely different music.
He birthed the whole Lil, like, generation, nigga.
Did he? There was no Lil's before him?
No.
No, he's Lil Bow.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Lil Romeo. Like,
I
shit.
Should headbutt the shit out of you, nigga.
Like, nah, Lil Romeo and Lil Bow Wow did that, bro.
They was out after this nigga.
I'm pretty sure it was Lil's, though.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure it was other Lil's, though. I'm pretty sure they was.
Yeah, true, but he still like was the one that really like.
Yeah, the most popular Lil.
Yeah. So it's like the most popular one is going to be the one that's the trendsetter. Yeah, with the Chrome Hearts, you know.
But we could both agree that his master's worth much more.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yes. That's worth at least half of America.
Now, like, what about Justin Bieber, though? I think he sold his master's for
Man, him. I ain't really mad at it. You're a white man. Sell it. Do
it. Fuck it. Yeah. I mean, you're like, white.
Dr. Umar would be proud.
Yeah. Facts, though. I actually don't think Justin Bieber's discography is that great altogether either for more than $100 million. He's been kind of mid for the past few years.
But. Yeah, but it's like, if you just look at, like, Baby, yeah, that's probably the one song that would have carried him for the rest of his life. Because to this day, I'm pretty sure there's some, like,
it is.
Small country that's still bumping that shit.
Bro, before YouTube removed the dislikes, that shit literally had, like, 100 million dislikes or something like that. Yeah, like that's like it was honestly the most cringiest song that came out around that time.
Baby. Like, wait, why was Drake there? Why was Drake in the
shit
music
had
video?
Ludacris on a remix.
Why was Luda there? Like, bro, Luda. Why? Y'all are grown ass men around this little ass boy. Like hanging out with him at a fucking bowling alley.
Where's the industry, bro? You know it'd be some gay shit.
Nah, you right. You
I was just saying bullshit.
You're a dumbass.
I be seeing videos like that. I'm like, bro, how much do I want to put into this conversation? Because, like, I don't, like, I just can't believe that there's this secret industry thing that just, you got to do some gay shit to be on, like.
Bro, I remember that picture, that meme that came out with, like, Birdman. And it was him and some white boy. They were both had towels on, and it was like a condom on the floor.
What?
Yes. Yeah, look it up.
I don't want to look that up. The fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Nah, that's some real shit. G
that's
shit.
Weird. You said who? Birdman?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Birdman always been on some weird shit. Him and P. Diddy.
He was like, hey, where the thick ass niggas? I need y'all to get on the stage and start busting on some gangster shit.
Like what, nigga?
Like, nigga, that's even
when he kissed Lil Wayne, bro, I thought that shit was gay. Like, oh, I don't care definitely. How good the connection is between y'all, bro. Like, I ain't never kissing.
I'm not
my dad.
Kissing my son. No.
Yeah, like that,
especially
on the
lips.
Yeah, on the
hell
lips.
Hell no.
Like, I kiss my son, but not on the lips, bro.
Fuck no. Like forehead, cheek, I love you. Yeah. I love you, little nigga. Like, I'm always
you
love
my seed.
You.
But,
yeah,
like, on the lips is crazy.
Nigga, you're weird.
Even when I was
that's
a kid.
That's not even his real son.
I know. And that, even when I was a kid. Oh yo.
Oh, shit, man.
Bro, even when I was a kid, I'm like, nigga, this shit gay.
Like, you ain't the only one, bro. Yo, oh, my God.
Let me get you later. Oh,
yo, man. Remember, wait, Royce da 5'9 actually came out with a song like some years ago. It was like, I hate your pants. It was like a diss to skinny jeans. All right.
What? Yes. That's such an old nigga thing to do, though. And nigga, get over it. Niggas wearing skinny jeans now, bro. You mean to tell me the shit they was wearing in the 80s wasn't gay? They was wearing fishnets.
Nigga.
They was wearing fishnet shirts, my nigga.
First of all.
And corduroys.
First of all. Real street dudes, all right, was not wearing that. They were dirty as fuck, all right, for the most part. All right, with a fucking do-rag. Barely had hair and shit under there in that bitch, all right. Or they had some waves that were never going to fucking connect and get white fucking wavy
bro,
as
back
the
in
ocean.
The 80s, bro. Nah. Niggas had the most yee-yee-ass haircut.
Yes, they actually put, like, a washcloth or, like, under their fucking hat and shit. Like, yo, come on, dude.
I think I can show you the pictures of my granddad. I think it was in the 80s. And, nigga, you see the shit he wearing in there? I'm like, nigga, you think what we wearing is bad? You know what? And that's a lot of things I look back at. Cause,
you know, yee-yee-ass outfit. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, people love to complain. And, first of all, rest in peace, my granddad.
Yeah, rest in peace.
It's not to make fun of him. I told my mom the same thing. Like, why you wear? Why his shit be so tight? But when it comes to, like, we be complaining about how life is right now, bro. Like, stuff like beauty standards or stuff like the stuff we wear or stuff we idolize. Bro, no, it was way worse before. Bro,
oh, yeah, I know. Remember leg warmers?
Those shits, I don't get the appeal, but I guess yeah, I grew up in an age where it wasn't the appeal.
Yeah, it's like early 90s when it's like, well, really like the 80s, early 90s.
Bro, literally, yeah. Women in China used to, so the ideal foot size was five inches. So they would literally, from at the age of 5 or 6 years old, break their bones in their feet and stuff them in these little, like, small shoe things. And it would deform their feet into this crunched up ass, like, abomination of a foot. And to the point where their toes start falling off because that was the beauty standard in China at the time. Hold on. I'm about to show you a picture.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to listen back to this shit editing and I'm going to, like, have the same fucking facial reaction. But, bro, I wish y'all could see my face. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Damn, I forgot how to spell beauty.
They got a beauty standard quiz. Like, are you serious?
Oh, so they would break their feet and stuff it into these, and they would wrap it tighter and tighter.
Oh,
to the point where their feet would be deformed like this. And you see how her, like, it's kind of curved into each other? Like,
ew.
Yeah, it's not. It's no longer flat. It's curved. Oh, this is, like, the worst.
Oh my God. It's like her toes morphed into, like, one big toe.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm like, yo, you know what? Our beauty standard's not that bad.
Yeah, right.
Like, God damn.
You right.
What the fuck?
You're such a genius.
Because it was thought that if a woman didn't have maybe a centimeter, I don't know.
Bro,
that's how small they were in comparison?
My God, that is terrible.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That they wouldn't get a husband and shit. So women would actually do this in China.
Man, fuck. Oh my God. That is.
Yeah, I've watched, like, I mean, I know it's not the most accurate representation, but as far as the clothes we wear, like, I look back at the 80s and shit, and they was wearing some pretty suspect shit, too, though.
You like, know what? Pull that shit up real quick. Pull that shit up.
80s swag?
Yeah. 80s beauty standards. 80s swag. Get ass. Oh, yeah. Look at Uzi. Here I am, like, to save the day. It's a no caller ID.
Like, nigga's hair was wet all the time. Phone.
Wait, hold on. Who the fuck is this?
You gonna answer that on the podcast?
Yeah.
I'm just
like, who the fuck is this?
They didn't even say hello or nothing.
Then, nah, fuck that. Wait, is that Floyd?
Yeah, that is Floyd. And why are they showing all these fucking, like, new age niggas? Like, nobody got pictures from the 80s?
Like, you gonna pick that shit up on the podcast? Yep. Fuck that nigga.
All right, well, I can't find no pictures from, like, real 80s swag. My only representation of 80s swag would be
LL Cool J.
No, I was gonna say like Snowfall and shit like that.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah, yeah. I can, yeah. With them like BS dresses and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And Uncle Jerome wearing that fucking fishnet
ass
shirt.
Yeah, whack ass perm and shit.
Yeah. 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 Obviously fake perm. I'll get the lighter.
Yeah, most def. It was a wig.
So like when you look back at the how niggas dressed or what the beauty standards was, even, you know, even not over here, but what the beauty standards were before, like, I mean, you gotta think, man, we came a long way. Even if it's not still yet. Not great. Even if we still not perfect, man.
You fucking right.
We came a long way for some real fucked up realities.
Yeah.
I was watching this video. It was like, he was like, in 2023, he's like, In 2023, he was like, yeah, I went to the gym today, and this girl saw me looking in her general direction, so she posted a video about me on TikTok, and it was like 1953. He's like, man, I went to the gym, and it was a woman. What the fuck is a woman doing?
It was a woman.
Like, the fuck, fuck is she doing here?
Like, what is she doing in the, why is she not barefoot and pregnant in front of the stove? Like, the fuck?
Like, we came a long way, bro.
You right. You right. You right.
It's way more fucked up before.
You definitely right. But, shit. I'll say this. History always repeats itself. And two, I don't understand why people, like, sit here and get on the younger generation and shit like that when it comes down to, like, what we wear. Like, honestly, like, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're younger than you. Like, y'all went through that bullshit. Now you out here looking like, what, little league coaches and shit with the all, looking sporty as fuck with the all Nike fit with the 730s on and shit. Wait, no, the 720s on and shit. Like, bro, come on.
Yeah.
Like, the tech fit with the fucking, you got a bald head and you got the fucking, like, cap and shit. Like, you play golf and you ain't really playing golf.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like we gonna get to that point too where we,
I can't wait for that, honestly.
Getting out of style, like, not really knowing the style anymore, just being out.
Okay,
out
fuck of, that. Like, I'm gonna always know the style, bro, but you go, I just can't wait to, like, I can't wait to be on, like, the fucking soccer dad shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm gonna hate the day where I'm out of style completely and I just don't know what's cool anymore. Like at all. Like, I'm not in the loop at all. Like, damn, I'm old nigga.
Once I hit a certain age, I'm not going to parties. Like, that shit dead. I don't even go to parties now. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, I feel like that's a young man's game.
It is. It is partying.
That's like your age game. I don't even like partying. Yeah. But really, it's like younger than you. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, because I'm about to be 25, bro.
Nigga, in my early 20s, I ain't even party like that, honestly. I was working too much. I'm like, wow. Dead ass. Damn, I think that's why I go out so much now. Shit.
Trying to make it up, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it up so I don't have a midlife crisis. All right.
There's a such thing as a quarter life crisis too, bro.
I might have that.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
I ain't going through that shit yet. Fuck that.
Man, hey, you might be, and you're not the only one.
I don't want to be as young because these little motherfuckers nowadays, bro. It's confused. The lingo. I'm really starting. I feel I'm getting old because the lingo is starting to get confusing. Like, real shit. Like, yeah, like, you got that. Bitches sitting here, y'all saying real bad. Like, I love them real bad. Like,
what the
fuck does that even mean?
Like, why you say it like that?
Like, real bad. Yeah, I got something going for her real bad. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, the fuck? It's giving. Like, bruh, if a bitch say it's giving, I'm going the other way. Fuck that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I just accept
Shout out to Star for that one. Look, I'm just not going, all right? Nah, like, nah,
I feel like women like what other women like, so if somebody makes It's Giving popular, then it's going to catch on with most women. It don't matter the race either.
Shit, like, women are dick riders, yeah, literally.
Yeah, yeah, no, they coochie riders.
You yeah, ride.
They even like men that other women like.
You like, you such a genius. Like, you such a genius. Look, at the end of the day, right, I just look at it as, bro, fuck this bullshit. All right, let's just fuck it.
What are you talking
about? Yeah, I lost my train of thought. I completely lost my train of thought. I'm going to listen back. I'm going to be like,
yeah, what the fuck was that talking about?
But nah. When it comes down to the beauty standards, bro, it all depends. Look, be you. Whoever the fuck you want to be in today's society, just be you. All right, fuck the bullshit. There's somebody for everybody.
Yeah, but there is a beauty standard, bro.
Yeah, but you can't sit here and act like you're like a bad bitch and you know you're fucking four. Like, get the fuck out of here.
But like, that's the thing. Like, the beauty standards make it so that every bitch wants to look this exact same way. Like, the beauty standard in Atlanta may be big eyelashes, and I don't know, fucking
nice wings. Nah, you're right, yeah. Like, lemon pepper wings.
Or dress, maybe, but... Nah, it's a fair amount of bitches.
You ain't lying.
Here with dreads.
You ain't lying. It's the South, bro.
But the crazy thing is, it's like, I don't remember this many niggas having dreads before.
I do. In high school.
I don't remember that many niggas with dreads. But all of a sudden, niggas got long-ass dreads that they had for 8 years. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Since when, nigga? Like, what the fuck you talking about?
Yo, I kid you not. Some niggas have actually, like, said that shit to me.
Hey, nigga, no, what?
Not real. They were like, damn, nigga, when you start those? Like, I started those years ago.
Like, like, nigga. Like, hey, bro, I see some niggas. I'm like, bro, when did you have dreads? And I know how long. Well, some niggas' hair grow faster than others.
Yeah, too, true. But. Oh, wait, nigga, you saw me before I had my locks and yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I was a little pinball. Yeah, pinhead ass nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, them dreads, you need.
Yeah, it saved, yeah, it saved my life. It saved my life. Like, yeah, nah, like, for real. Damn. Like, my locks saved me. Yeah. All right. You know how hip hop saved a lot of niggas?
Yeah.
My locks saved me. Fuck you, Tony.
See it.
Oh God, nigga.
Is there anything else to talk about in the news?
I feel like it's one more thing we could talk about. I gotta look on Instagram because I'll be sending you shit and you'll be like,
yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll be watching them sometimes, but
yeah, I respect that. I respect that.
You don't be sending me shit to talk about. Like, you just be sending me shit to laugh at. Like,
yeah, I did send you the Shannon Sharp shit. But I'm pretty sure you. Oh,
yeah,
wait. Did you. Nah, hold on.
Yeah, of course not.
This shit is funny. This shit is just funny.
Oh, yeah. Really, that shit is fucking disgusting. Some people call it wet biscuit, but our group preferred. That's like white people shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cookie. Anyways, you just get the boys together. You stand in a group in a circle around a bar stool, and you put a cookie on top, like sugar cookie, M&M cookie. It doesn't really matter, just as long as there's an adequate surface area. When the leader screams go, everyone pulls out. This is the funny part. Everyone pulls out their unit and starts feverishly self-stimulating with the goal to not be the because that the last person to finish is then obligated to eat the cookie in its entirety. You know, having said that out loud, all these years later, it almost sounds a little gay.
No, that's gay. Like, you dead ass eating another man's bus.
Hey, she got up and walked away. She said, fuck this shit.
What the fuck?
I bet nigga? You that nigga was the one that ate the cookie. So let me ask you, if you was in a college experience, all right, like let's say.
On some fraternity shit?
Yeah, on some fraternity shit, all right, would you do the cookie shit?
No, of course all right, not.
Real nigga, all right, that's like, my answer. We're going to keep it pushing.
I ain't gonna lie, because they do be having hazing processes that be crazy as fuck
what
sometimes.
What possesses somebody to make them do some shit like that?
Like, who thought of that game?
Like yo, that's
whoever some, thought of that must have been DL. And like,
that's some gay ass shit. That's weird. That's gay. That's
what
gay.
What the fuck, dog?
I'm like, I'm not homophobic. How do you think
of
that?
Like, out of all the possible games you can play with your friends, just chilling at the house.
Yeah, why I do a circle jerk around a bar cookie. Stool, just a nut on a cookie, and then if you once the person nuts on the cookie, that said person that nutted and ejaculated on the cookie has to eat it.
Yeah,
that's nasty.
Gay. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
That's gay and nasty. Yeah. All right, that's ghasty. All right, fuck
yeah.
That.
Now that I think about it, if you like years after, it's kind of gay.
That's
like,
why she said, "All right, I'm
yeah,
out."
Yeah, yeah, like, nigga.
She was like, all right, this nigga gay as fuck. She was like, oh, wow, he actually. Ew.
You think Ludacris can make a comeback?
Yes. Yep. No doubt in my mind.
I feel he could. I mean, he got the talent for it, for sure.
Look, the only reason why I'm even saying that is because, one, Luda is a household name, okay? And yeah, especially down south, yeah. Mainly down south. But he has not lost his talent at all.
Really? Dead ass.
So, yeah, he can make a comeback.
But it's like,
Luda's still hard. He know how to make a hit.
I feel like a lot of rappers didn't lose their talent. We were talking about 50 Cent earlier. And again, shout out to 50 Cent for the executive producing some of the best shows on TV right now.
Facts.
But his music is just not that good anymore. And it's not that he lost his talent. It's just
It's just the, it's the beyond his time.
The time's kind of passed him up.
It's like Cassidy with battle rapping. Like,
yeah, but Cassidy never changed.
Yeah, he's not gonna, like, 50 is not gonna evolve.
Yeah, yeah. And Ludacris is like, he's not better than before, but we know that he hasn't lost a beat. Like, he still can hop on the track if he wants to.
And he's still, like, mentally there.
But with the times and with the industry right now, like, receive his music well, being that we kind of in a different time of music.
If Bruno Mars can do it, I feel like
Bruno Mars is fucking, no disrespect to Ludacris, but Bruno Mars,
you're right. I can't even argue that.
That's a talented individual, real talk. He's been making fucking great music for a long time now too.
Coke and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Slow as shit. You're just looking at me like,
Bruno Mars is literally so talented that nobody even cared that he did coke.
Bro, I feel like the coke made him better.
Cause the shit, he's dropping shit like grenade on coke.
Yeah. That shit got like 1.2 billion views and counting, nigga. This nigga's still making money off of that. Alright.
I think we did talk about everything.
Yep, and we actually made it through like a whole fucking hour or some shit. Let me see.
Pretty sure it's an hour.
Yep, almost an hour and two. We made it. We made it. Yes, yes. So you got anything else you?
Hey man,
I'm not editing no 2 hour but like a podcast. Mm. Fuck that shit. Fuck that. But yeah, I don't have anything else. My ending rapping notes: drink water, work out a little bit, you know, as much as you can, and spend time with your family. Make sure you call in and check on them and shit like that, because family's here one day and they're gone the next, so you just never know, all right? And blood doesn't always make you family. You got any ending notes?
I'm just hoping, I'm just trying to make sure I don't miss nothing before we actually end this shit, bro.
Nah, I respect that. Because if we do, I'll be pissed off.
Well, so far,
because we're not speaking of Jay Prince.
Shout out to Kodak. Kodak apparently just enrolled into college at ASU.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to that boy. Shout out to Kodak, the Zoe.
Hey, yeah. It's never too late, man.
Z'd up to the feet up till he's Z'd up. Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna be Z'd up in college now, bro. It's never too late to do that. But so far, I don't see anything else. I hate when we end this and we see something like,
yeah, it's always gonna be something else. Like, yeah.
Honorable mention, fuck the niggas that kill X. And yeah.
Oh, well, they snitched. There ain't no honor. Well, one dude snitched. There ain't no honor among thieves. The case is finally getting under. The case is finally underway.
Yeah, like this fucking long after, though. Jesus Christ, what the fuck has been going on?
Shit, you know how long a case would take to actually look. I know. I'm gonna keep it whole being with you. I still think X didn't like get shot and shit because I saw no blood. I saw nothing like.
Yeah, that's some conspiracy theory.
So I know, but it is what it is. All right.
Yeah, yeah. But take care of yourselves, man. Nothing more important than health. Shout out to my man User. I don't know if I should share this. But he did say he wanted to share his message with the world. He just doesn't. He's like us. He don't want to bring somebody else down by sharing some really terrible news with them type shit. Like, I don't want to put my bad energy on you type shit.
Yeah, I get it.
But one of my viewers in the chat, one of my mods in my stream,
found out, go check that out too.
Yeah, yeah, check out Whiskey Dick underscore. But he was just diagnosed with cancer.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And at first I'm gonna be honest, I didn't think it was real. Cause at the end of the day, like they chatters and stuff like that, but we don't know each other in real life. But he showed me paperwork and everything, and he's been going through a hard time. So if I could just send positive energy to him through this podcast, or anybody listening,
could go send
positive energy to him. Then I want to be able to do that, because I mean, there's only so much you really can do.
Yeah, like there's nothing you can really just make sure you go to the hospital, the doctor, all right, and make sure you actually get yourself checked out.
That's another thing, man. This hospital and all this bullshit, like all this shit is corrupt as fuck. Straight up, dog.
Facts.
It's all off. It's a business at the end of the day, bro. Like, that's the fucked up part about it. Like, and I don't want to dive too deep into it. Like I said, I don't even know if I really should be talking about it. But it shouldn't be tens of thousands of dollars to make sure that you stay alive, my nigga. Like, it just shouldn't be. But that's all I gotta say, man. Take care of yourself. Live a long, prosperous life, man. Keep grinding, and that's it.
Yep. And if you wanna follow us on Instagram or follow us on any of our
social media. Ain't no if you want to. You want to. You listen this far, you wanna follow us on Instagram.
So yeah, do what my man said. You know, follow us on all of our social media platforms. It will definitely be in the link description below. Make sure you definitely tap in with the YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, share, turn those notification bells. It really helps with the algorithm, because the algorithm has not been fucking with us on YouTube. So we need y'all. Please. All right. I'm begging you. On my knees, baby. Yeah. But but yeah, it's been your boy, you know, Young Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, a.k.a. the Snatch Player, a.k.a. the Panty Chaser, and Shawty want my dick, and she can get it too. Real talk.
Yeah.
And we gone. All right, yeah, we gone, nigga.